There's no one in the front. Come. Yamin. If you see, there's no one in the front. There's nothing from coming. No, no, it's fine. No, I can't see you over there. No. There's room in the front. I can't see you over there. Come. Come, there's room. There's a whole table here. Shitas HaRambam. In the Gedorim of Halach and Bechlal and Sloim Dinrin, will start that the Rambam says Yisoid in Hilchas Toyin V'Nitin Perek Dalid Halacha Dalid, and the Rambam says, "A Yisoid Ein Moed BeMiksas Chayiv Shvua At SheYoido BeDavar SheEfsher Loi Lichpar Boy." And I Yisoid, you saw this Yisoid in our Gemara somewhere. Is this a new vart? Ein moed de bemixes chayiv shvua ad she yoide bedover she efshel le lichpar boy. It's got to be a hoida, but that you had the option of being kaifer. Lemosel. A guy out of the blue comes to you and says, you owe me 100. He says, no, I only owe you 72. I mean, there's no star. It's out of the blue. He's teveyim 100. He could have said anywhere from 0 to 100. Well, if he would say 100, it's shalom al Yisrael. If he would say 0, that would be kaifer akol. Any other number in between is moed de bemixes. And there's a chayiv shvua. There's a chiyuv shvua of moed b'miksas, which is fine. But what's this mean that it's a hoidah that he couldn't have been kaifer? What do you mean he couldn't have been? Zok the Rambam, keitzad. Misha ton chaveri v'omer meyad dinrin yesh li etzlecha. Chamishim b'shtar zeh. What kind of shtar? Shtar makuyin. No way out. Flat. Shtar makuyin. V'chamishim b'loy shtar. And the guy answers back, ein lecha b'yodi ele chamishim shebishtar. He says, yeah, the Chamisha Mishtar I'm Moedah to, but I'm Koifer on the other one. Sounds like a Moedah B'Mitzas. I mean, numbers, crunching them up, is he was Tavei 100, he's Moedah 50. Zog the Rambam, Big Yisoy, Ein Zem Moedah B'Mitzas. Shehashtar Loi Toil Boi Kfirosei. You know what? The guy came with a Mefurish Shtar and said, here, I have a Shtar, you owe me 50, plus to the two, you owe me another 50. He looks at the Shtar. It doesn't say Slime Dinrin, it says Mefurish 50. He looks at the shtar, he realizes that he doesn't stand a chance by the shtar. So he admits to the shtar part, and he wants to be kaifer on the other part. What's the maisa? He couldn't have been kaifer to the shtar. Hare kol nechos of mishubadim boy. Afilu kafra boy. You know, let's say he wouldn't have said that. The guy comes with a shtar of 50 and says to the two, you owe me another 50. What would it be if he would favor say, no, I don't owe you anything? What would it then be? It would like to be 50. So what did he say instead? Oh, I owe you the 50.
Why can't he tie in
Pazuk? It's a star makuyim. Excellent. It was a star makuyim already with a henpin. And why can't he tie in Perua? Why can't he tie in Perua? Star of Yadi, my boy. Right? So it's already set. It's already set. Zok the Rambam, this is a new Yisoy. Oh, you have the case. I'm starting to appreciate the case. My eye in the Rambam. A guy comes to you with a star of 50. Mefurish a star makuyim. Plus, to the two, he says, you owe me another 50. The guy answers back, yes, to the shtar, I'm taka owe you. That's a hoidah, she'eni yoch lichbar. You're not going to have to swear a moed that mixes on the other 50. So what do you do on the other 50? Lefikach nishbe heses. Shkoyach. Every koifer akol also swears heses. A simple shayla rabbi saying, this is going to start getting yishmak, I hope. It's going to start getting yishmak. This yisoy that the Rambam says, anyone knows it's a gemara somewhere? The Rambam made it up. Where did he get this yisoy from? You know what the Nice Kalim say? It's a Yerushalmi. The Makar from the Rambam is a Yerushalmi. Andra say, a Yerushalmi. The Ksai talks about it. Others, Efsh Yerushalmi. But an Ayyasai. Now the Emma says, I want to ask Akasha. I'll accept the Yasai. You know what? Even better. Lesaber es Oizen. What would be the tzad to argue on the Rambam? To things on this halacha. Anyone know someone that argues? The Pharisees flat out that argues on this halacha? But. Humor me. Let's. It's an easy.
No.
No, I'm teasing you. I'm just teasing you. We ran out. We need to get more pen and papers.
Rebbe, it's not the five two keys.
No. Maybe. One second. I'm setting this up to die. I'm right now learning that the Rambam is a random new halacha. Makar from Yerushalmi, okay? That when a guy comes to you with a shtar that says 50, and he says, Suda Tzu, you owe me another 50. And he looks at the shtar, realizes reality, and says, yeah, okay, the shtar I'll owe you. And he doesn't pay the rest. It's not a moed of a mixes because it's a haidah, he couldn't be kaifer. For a minute, we're going to accept it's a naive side. What's the gather to argue on such a yisoid? The gather to argue on such a yisoid would be? No, lemais, it's moed of a mixes. In the structure of moed of a mixes, if a guy, tain is you owe me 100 and you admit 50, that is moed of a mixes. The kan haben shoyel, in the sug yondaf dalit al midbeis. In the case of Sloyim Dinrin, where the shtar didn't say a number, but it said a minimum plural of Sloyim, or Dinrin, which is a minimum plural of two. And we know that there's a sugya, that if the Malva says five, and the Loiva says two, I'm not talking about the Malva says five, and the Loiva says three, which is a machlekes or a kibun of Shimon and Elazar, which we can chazer again and again and again, about Meishim and Meida. I'm talking about 5-2. On one hand, the Gemara says, oh, you're looking for a bar plutti. The Gemara says, yeah, yechayiv, moedim b'mixas. The Gemara has it sad like that. And then, careful, the Gemara has it sad that no, 5-2 is takachayiv, l'kuli alma. It's not even totally in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? Even Rabbi Kiva, even Rabbi Shimon, they can both hold 5-2 as putter. Why is 5-2 putter? L'chayiv, it's a moedim b'mixas. Says the Gemara, very quickly, we're going to do this because we did it yesterday. Three reasons why 5-2 is putter. I'm going to speak them out. Seemingly, I know, seemingly none of them are the Rambam's reason. I want to speak them out. And then we're going to ask, so if the Rambam's reason is true, so just say that reason and don't say the Gemara's three reasons. What was the Gemara's three reasons why by slime dinner and the din is that 5-2 is putter? One reason is halach. That Gemara Mefur says that the case of slime dinner is halach. By the way, the Gemara is not even subject to clear if it's halach. It's for sure halach. No, the Gemara is specific if halach is chayav a potter, but flat out, it's halach. It's halach. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but what if the old halach is chayav? You have anything else up your sleeve to prove and say that 5-2 would be potter, even if halach is chayav? Fret the Gemara. So the Gemara gives two more reasons. One reason is misayyeya leishtara. But fortunately, we're keeping cheshbon over here. There's a Machlekes Rishonim, what does Mesayel Eishtara mean? At one hand, we have the Machina of the Baal Amar. What does Mesayel Eishtara mean? Taki, right? It should be a Moed of a Mixus of 5-2. But the reason the Loiv is Pater from swearing because he has a Siyua from the Shtar. The Pashtus, the minimum plural is 2. We're not talking about a Shtar that was erased. Because if it said a number originally and it was erased, what's the chances that the number was 2? Infinity minus 2. A lot of numbers. And again, if you run out of space, how much you could have filled it in the blank. But if we're talking about that, it didn't say a number originally, so what's the stoma, the pastus, the siyua, the umdana? What other number would a guy write if he wrote sloyim generically? Now, again, people asked me this last night. Avada, the emesis avada would be more preferable to write two. But not writing a number, b'chol ofen, we assume it's two. And that's why he's putter. That's the pshat I want to go with for now, the Baal Amar's pshat, the dafka. Okay, and that was the second reason. So when one reason halach, one is that he has a siyua from the shtar. What's the Gemara's third reason? The Gemara says that it's shibut karka. Fascinating. He said, I want to talk about it today also, that when a guy munzu with a shtar, since when he munzu with a shtar, he could technically be money from Yukarka, pele de kazach. I know he could be money from Yukarka, but let's recap what we did yesterday. He lent you green money, cash, which created a choiv, mamoini gabach, which is clear money, which allows him to take from you, if he doesn't have green money, yellow bananas, or if last sort, you could also take karka of his. So that's why it's called shibut karka. And Einish Ban al Karka, a Shvera Gemara, I'm going to talk about it. But that's the Gemara's reasons. The Kan HaBen Shoyel. The Rambam L'Chayra gives a new reason. The Rambam says that you saw it in Perek Dal and Alecha Dal over here, that a Moed of a Mixas that was coerced, forced, Behechrich, because he came with a star that was already Mekuyim. And yeah, for the protocol, he got him and said, yeah, I admit that 50 of the star. But that's worthless. That's not a Haidah, that's Mechayiv. It doesn't create a Drara or whatever other Hezbollah you want to say in the Rambam. He was Mukhrich. It was Haidah, quote, Che'eni Yachal Lichbar. And again, our question is, if the Rambam has this new, respectable fourth reason, why didn't the Gemara say it? And why does the Gemara need its other three reasons? So, if the Rambam is a fourth reason, it's a problem. What's interesting, and I just found this last night, how many reasons does the Gemara say? Three. I found in various Rishonim and or Achronim that the Rambam is not a fourth reason, and the Makar is not from a Yerushalmi. In fact, the Makar of the Rambam Gufa is from one of the three reasons the Gemara said. Which one? Which one?
Classic Shtara, no?
I'll tell you. I found that every one of the three reasons of the Gemara is somehow in different Rishonim and Achronim plugged into the Gemara. Watch. First of all, there are many that say that the Rambam Emes means Halach. I know there are various translations of Halach. Halach is I actually put the money in your hand, or if it's a pekod, then it's available. How about this one? A guy comes to you with a star, and like the minimum star is 2, or it says a star with a number, 50, like in the Rambam's case. You have to admit to that. What's mukhrach to admit, it's already on the table, that's Halach. So the Rambam's not saying a new reason, the Rambam's saying Halach. So don't ask me why did the Rambam make up a new reason, what's with the Gemara's reasons. The Rambam means the Halach reason. Or on this pshat, where does the Rambam bring Halach? Toyin v'nitin perek aleph, halacha gimel, mamish in onfang, opening up the perek. With the halachas of Toyin v'nitin, the Rambam introduces Halach. He says, a moid mixas, but if you put it in his hand, it's not considered a moid mixas. To go say that four prakim later in perek dalet v'chadalet, the Agav Kwazi talked about a case and he just means it's another subcategory of Halach. Not so geschmack. Halach he brought back way at the beginning. But again, there are those that say that. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go first to Rav Bunim Eger's pshat. Rav Bunim Eger said, if a guy comes to you with a shtar and you couldn't deny it, there's no way out. You're for sure going to have to pay. So even if you're going to insist not to pay, where are they going to go after? Not the green, not the yellow, not the clear. The karka. So that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam means the third reason of Shiva Karkais. He even slips that in. That's a stickle of a daifik. But then, of course, a very geschmack option is to say that the Rambam means, when he says his gevaldik yisoid of haidosh and yachal ichbar, he means misayei al ishtara. But he doesn't mean misayei al ishtara like the Baal Amor, that there's a raya to the loiva that it's 2 and not more than 2. It's a raya to the malva that it's 2 and not less than 2. So the 2 you had to admit to. It's a totally different type of the words. Misayei al ishtara to the loiva that it's misayei him that you know it's not more than 2. The nafkamina is, this would work. Even in a star that actually did say a number and it was erased. A guy comes to with a star that says Slum Dinner and it has a number and it was erased. You don't know what it said. It could have been 2, it could have been 86, it could have been whatever, fill in the blank, any number. And still there's a Messiah Le Shtara. It's not a Moed Mixas, because when he admitted 2, he had to admit 2. If it was a Siyuah to the Loiva that we assume by a generic Nusach, we assume it's 2. Here it's not generic, it said a number, I just don't know what the number was. There's a big shayla in Rabbi Kiveger. What's the din if the case of the Slum Dinrin, or the case of the Rambam, it wasn't a real star, it was a Ksav Yad. What's a Ksav Yad? A Ksav Yad is signed by the Loiva that says, I owe you. And it says, I owe you Slunim. Sloyim. Or it says, I owe you Dinrin. Or it says, I owe you 50. And the guy comes to him and says, here, I have an I owe you 50 plus another 50. And he admits to the I owe you. Or he comes with Sloyim and he says, yeah, I admit too. Do you have all the reasons of the Gemara? What's going to be the din? I forgot to say. The Malva says you owe me 5, and the Loiva says no. I only owe you 2. And the IOU, what does the IOU say? Sloyim. Not generically. It says not that it was erased. It was a generic sloyim in the IOU. What's the din? Do the reasons of the Gemara apply? Is it misayele to the Loiva? That it says sloyim? Yeah, generic too. Do you have the reason of Shivat Karka? No, because in a Ksav Yad, you can't be going from Karka. Do you have the first reason of Halach? Also no. Rashi says the reason a Shtar is called Halach is because it's Karka. That's what Rashi says. A Ksav Yad won't have Karka. Meaning at every stage in the sugi, you have to reanalyze what would be the din when the Shtar says an erased number. And now I'm adding a new twist. Yeah, at every stage in the sugi, you have to recognize what would be Lagabe Ksav Yad.
So according to Rashi, it's Halach and Shiva Karka.
I'm going to get there now. Why it's not? Fret Nachlas David. Why is Halach and Shibat Karka not the same reason? So let's open that up now. We talked about Shibat Karka and we asked the Nachlas David triple or quadruple question even, and I want to appreciate it again. When a guy comes to you and says, you owe me money with a shtar, I lent you money, cash, green money, and you're supposed to pay me back. He says, yeah, but it wasn't 1,000, it was only 500. Sounds like a classic Ma'id Mitzas. But then you ask yourself, no, it's an entire about Karka. It's an entire about 500 $500 bills. No, because if he wouldn't have $100 bills, he Etzem still owes me money. Okay, that's not karka yet. And I could take any other item that he has, like bananas. Yeah, that's not karka. And if I would so choose, I could be goyva from him karka. That's called ein nishbon al karkois. Shibut karka is called nishbon al karkois. As I state a chiddush in our Gemara, and that the Gemara is saying is not halach. That's not halach, but it's a bezunder of shibut karka. And now we have a problem. I want to first talk about twice this kashan. We have to be makim to Gemara and the Baba Basra that we bought in yesterday's Mar Makoimus. Everybody knows when a guy muns you with a shtar, the loyva has to pay. What if the loyva has no money and no karka? But 4 months ago, the halva was from a year ago. 4 months ago, he did own a karka and he sold it to somebody else. The guy's name was Lekuchas. I don't know if that was his first name or his last name, but that was his name. Can the malva mun the karka from Lekuchas? Does it depend if it was a milva bishtar or a milva al peh? What's the din? A milva bishtar, if the loyva doesn't have b'nei chari is that he has stuff on him, you're allowed to go to the Lekuchas. Milva bishtar? Milva bishtar, you're allowed to go to the Lekuchas, if need be. Milva alpeh, you cannot go to the Lekuchas. Fascinating Gemara in Baba Basra in yesterday's Mar Makoimus, Hachlekes Amiroim, Rabbi Ula, the Rabbi Yechon, there's a big balagat of Amiroim over there, but it goes like this. One man the Amar says, and I want you to understand the concept, Shibuda doi raisa. Shibuda doi raisa means that whenever there's a halvah, even a milva alpeh, the minute you lend money, green, storis, there's a shibud on karka, and you can go to the Lekuchas, even by milva alpeh. No, it was crazy because a guy's going to buy a house and he's not going to know 4 months, 4 years later that his house is going to get taken away because the guy who sold it to him borrowed money 5 years ago and he didn't even know about it. It was al peh. It was like under the table. Nobody knew about it. So Chazal came and they made a takana de rabbanon that you're only allowed a month from Lekuchas when there's a star, because when there's a star, there's a coil. And yeah, before you buy a house, do research and see if the guy who's selling it to you has backup skeleton chayvis on that time frame. But again, the man the Amr Shibuda Dei Raisa holds really even by a milval pet meshuvit. Nor Chazal said, okay, let's tone it down, only by a shtar. The alternative man the Amr is Pum Faket. He holds Shibuda Lav Dei Raisa. Mid Dei Raisa, you could never go to Lekuchas, even by a shtar. But then people didn't want to lend money. They're not going to get their money back. The guy they lent is going to sell off everything he has, and then he's not going to get their money back. So they made it the kind of chach when there's a shtar, you could mun. So is that very clear? Mid Dei Raisa, Shibuda Dei Raisa holds, you could even mun from Lekuchas by a milval pet. Shibuda lav dei raisa, you can't mun from Lekuchas at all. Mid the Rabbanon, for sure, it gets down to the Emek HaShoveh. Frek Toysis, Akasha, by us, Afanor, this is Rishonim also, and Toysis and Shavuos, it was yesterday's Bar Makoimus, but it's a fascinating topic. And let's make the Kasha dramatic, too, the level of, how is it ever Shayach Moed B'Mitzvahs? Ever. A guy, out of the blue, says, you owe me $100,000. And the guy answers back, no, I only owe you $50,000. Classic Moed B'Mitzvahs. And it's clear, the story, it wasn't a Tzvi's Hezek. It was a halva. He says, I lent you a suitcase of 1,000 Franklins. And he says, no, the suitcase, and he says, no, the suitcase only had 50 such pieces. That's what they're fighting about. Is there a Shavuos Moed Din Mitzvahs? Sounds like there should be. In fact, Tyson, there shouldn't be. Because when you accuse a guy of lending money and he's only Moed Din Mitzvahs, technically there's a Shibud Karka. If you hold Shibud Dei Raisa, there's a Shibud Karka. You should never have a Shavuos Moed Din Mitzvahs. On a deraisa level, first on a deraisa level, because if you want to be a chacham, you can say no. Mid the rabbanon, you do. When it was a milva bal peh, because mid the rabbanon, you can't mun from karka by milva bal peh. But like the man damer shibuda deraisa, you could even mun by a milva bal peh from shubadim. So there should never be the din of moed b'mitzvahs. Let's read the tadaisas. V'am toimer leman diomer beperiket poshet shibuda deraisa moed b'mitzvatayin lama nishba hakoyfer shibud karkois. Makshim ha'olam. Why did Tosfos only ask on Shavuos Moed B'Mitzvahs? Ask the same thing on Shavuos Eid Echad. How is the Shach Shavuos Eid Echad? A guy says, you owe me 100,000. He says, no, kai for a call. He says, I have an Eid Echad that I gave you the 100,000. What's the din? Shavuot Deraisa. Why is it Shavuot Deraisa? Ein Ishban Al Karkois. Shibud Deraisa. There's a Shibud Karka. Why did Tosfos only ask on Moed B'Mitzvahs? Why didn't Tosfos ask on Eid Echad? I think Tosfos and Shavuos asked on Eid Echad also. But the Emes says, you know what you can answer? The case of Eid Echad is by a pekadai, not by a milvah. The case of Eid Echad in the Torah could be by a pekadai. The guy says, I gave you a pekadai. He says, no, l'adam. He says, I have Eid Echad, I gave you a pekadai. On a pekadai, there's no karka issue. But on a halva, Moed B'Mitzvahs, the Torah, you can have Moed B'Mitzvahs by pekadai also. But the Torah's case of Moed B'Mitzvahs, the Torah's case of Moed B'Mitzvahs is by a halva. Asher Mekiyuz is by a halva. That's what the Gemara says in Baba Kam, and in Sanhedrin, it's by a halva. For Tosfos, on a Daraisa level, like nothing is starting. Where, ever, how, ew, all the WH questions. Is there a Da'amai de Mitzas? It's automatically in reference to Karka. Now again, Tosis is only, appreciate the question, Tosis is only asking on a Daraisa level. On a Darabonah de level, it's very simple. Once Chazal made a takana that you're only allowed to go to Karka by a star, so you could have the case of Moed de Mitzas by a Milval Peh. But in the original raw form of the Doraisa, that even by a milva al peh, you're allowed to go a month from Lekuchis? So again, a guy out of the blue comes to you and says, you owe me 100. And he says, no, I only owe you 50. It's not going to be Moed de Mitzas. That's Tosis Kasha.
Can you answer Eidafat even by Karka by saying there's a separate pasuk in the Torah that says, I want you to make a shvuah in the case of Eidafat, so
it should be a gila that there shouldn't be a drush of Einish Ban al Karkois. It should be a gila that you shouldn't make a drush of Einish Ban al Karkois.
Not, it's not the if,
what?
Would it be the
same? No, nothing is starting. Nothing is starting. The Ramban in Shavuos, the Rosh brings it. It was in yesterday's Bar Mekayim. It says that this kash is buchrusa. I don't know what that means, but he's being mezalzel in the kash. He doesn't agree with the kash. And it's a very simple time. He says, if a guy out of the blue says you owe me 100, and he admits 50, the 50 that he doesn't admit, are you allowed to take his karka that he sold to somebody else? Without Aiden? You don't have Aiden. You're not a biggest partner. You don't have proof.
Even if he fails to swear?
Even if he fails to swear, he'll have to pay from his own, from his B'nai Chayrin. But, okay, but go tell that to the guy who bought his house. He's not going to pay up. Prove it. Prove it.
I'll say there's a sheep, bud.
And as soon as Aiden will come in. But there's no Aiden. We're going, it was a Malva Pe, it was out of the blue.
The sheep, bud.
Yeah, but there's no Aidus. There's no Aidus. Oh, so the Ksois in Lama Tess asks, what about karka that's been a chayrin? So the Ksois explains, when you take karka from someone that's been a chayrin, that's not called shibud. That's stam as they called minei, that a guy can pay either in clear, green, yellow, brown. That's not called shibud. That's not the topic of shibud. When we talk about shibud, that wouldn't be called Einish Ban al Shibud karka. When you lend a guy $100,000 and he doesn't have a banana, an accordion, or cash, and you take his karka, that's not, and he's admitting on part of it, that wouldn't be the din of Einish Ban al Karkois. That's green, yellow, brown cash.
And then you can be nishban.
That's ayin ksoi simen lamites sifkat nalef and a big arichas in the Haggai's from Rabbi Jim Mitrovsky. And that was a very good point, by the way, to bring out about the minei. But we'll put that on the side. But now we're going back to Mishpatim again to appreciate Taisa's kasha. Taisa was asked on a deraisa tikkun level. The man diomer shibud deraisa. Catch on. He holds that even in when you come with Adam, yeah, when you come with Adam and you say a guy owes you money and he doesn't have money, you're allowed to go. It's lakuchas. No, so every Moed de Mitzvah has a shayach. Frek the Rabbana, klotz kasha. It's not karka because he doesn't have edus. He doesn't have proof.
What about the part that he's money down?
So that is what he's going to pay. That's not the issue. The issue of you're swearing on the kfirah part.
I thought, like in the 5-2 case, you said that's Einish Ban al Karkois.
That will explain when we get to why Hagdah is not karka. That's a separate topic. I don't know. We can talk about it. The shayrish of this machleik is Ramban and Tosfos. Tosfos holds that even theoretically, out of the blue, you don't have Aedus, but you say to a guy, you owe me 100,000. Technically, midaraisa, shibud deraisa, if there would be Aedim, there aren't. But if there would be Aedim, you'd be able to go after his karka, and he's admitting to part. So why is there a moed de mitzvahs? It's karka related. Tosis has to answer, crazy Ukimtis. Either he was moichel the shibud, or the guy doesn't own any karka. He never owned any karka. He never had karka from his grandfather. He never sold karka, nothing. No karka whatsoever. Default on the karka. The Ramban says, no, let him have karka. I'll put him by Lekuchis. But there's no Aedim. You have to be practical. It's only called Shiva Karka if he has Aedus. And that's a big machlekes Ramban and Tosfos. I don't want to go into so much. But we have to talk about another chelek of Tosfos. A fascinating topic. The Olam is very not familiar with this topic. And I want to, at least, the Olam should be exposed to it a little bit. I'm going to skip a lot of things, but I want to get... There's a sugya called Korban Shvua. There's a whole perek about it in Masechta Shvuos. There's a very special parsha where a guy comes to you and says, pleads to you, I have it in Torah. Someone is going and being made against me, and I need Avis to say that I don't owe him what he's accusing me of, and I know that you really know the Avis. This is, by the way, not shtick. It's not like he's telling him to say false. He says, don't you remember when you met me over there that the guy said I paid him back, and now he's money from me? And you're begging him, please be made for me. And for whatever reason, the person you're requesting this from, actually people, probably has to be two people. Otherwise, Adef is not my mom and whatever, I don't want to go into that, but the people you're requesting, what?
Maybe you just need a fella.
He's the second aid, fine. Or maybe this grader aid, even if it's an aid echa, but he can at least make the other guy swear, and that will also help him. And that's the part I don't want to go into about in Parashat Musaedis, but you're pleading with this one or two people and asking them, please be made for me, because you're going to help me out of my din Torah. And the guy gets up to you in the Bezdin, actually, and he says, I don't know who you are, I was not there, and I swear. He makes a shvua. The guy says, what do you mean you don't know? He says, swear to me you don't know. He swears to him that he doesn't know, and then he comes back, and he says, Chal Shavek, I want to do tshuva, I taka did know, the money's long gone, and I have charot that there's a special parsha, you bring the carbon. It's called carbon shvua. You bring a carbon oil of a yard, it depends how rich you are, what kind of carbon, you bring a whole parsha. Now, this din of carbon shvua is also only when it's not on karka, because the same way ein is voyin ala karka is, ein carbon shvua ala karka is. Meaning, if, let me say the case, 1 second. If there was a din Torah about a piece of karka that a guy says, this, you owe me the full acre, and he says, no, I only owe you half, and they're fighting about it, and he says, please be made for me, and he swears that he doesn't know the edus, then he will not have to bring a carbon shvua, because he swore about karka. Watch this. What?
Why was he swearing? Yeah, why was he swearing in the first place?
Why was he swearing if it was karka? So it could either be kafetz v'nishpa, or kafetz v'nishpa. There's other truths, but kafetz v'nishpa. That means jump. Yeah, okay, fine, 1 second, yeah. Let's say it wasn't about karka. Flat out, the guy says, please come help me out. I'm having a tutorial with this guy. He says, I lent him $100,000, that he lent me $100,000. I'm asking, but I only lent him $50,000. I only borrowed $50,000. I already paid back this, that. Don't you remember? You were there. Please be made for me. All about money. Talking hard cash. And the guy says, swear to me. Yeah, now he's asking, swear. And he swears, and then he says, no, I was lying. Do you have to bring a carbon shvua? So the Gemara says in Shavuos, it was in the Maror Mekayim, the Gemara says, it depends. If it was a milval peh, so it's not relevant to karka, ein goyvin min a karka by milval peh, then there will be a carbon shvua. But if it was a milval b'shtar, then you won't have carbon shvua. Frek Tosis is alluding to that at the end of the Tosis, and he talks about it in Shavuos. What do you mean? On a deraisa level, this is a parsha of deraisa than a carbon shvua. On a deraisa level, even by milval peh. Shibudo doiraisa. When you lend money, milval peh, mit yikaradi, and you're allowed to go after the lakuchas, and there should be a din of carbon shvua. For that, Gemara Tois has to make an okimta that the guy didn't have b'nei chorin, and he did have mishubadim, and he makes a whole squeezed out case exactly to in between. Well, what's the deal? Now, of course, Rabbi Yerok was asking, what about being going for the karka from the b'nei chorin itself? And again, we're saying that's not called shiva. There's much more on this, but I want to open up the sheet of Rambam. We'll go straight into the thing. There are two Rambams, actually. One in Hilchis Ishus. There's a few, but let's set up some basics. Hilchis Ishus. There's a din Torah between a husband and a wife. They're getting divorced. For sure, he's going to be paying the ksuba. But they're having a machloikis, the husband and the wife, whether years before, when they got married, was she then an almana or a basula? Was the ksuba matayim or mana? 200 or 100. They were for sure married. That's not up for discussion. They're getting divorced. No one's denying that he didn't give the ksuba yet and that he owes her a ksuba. The vikuach is, was it a ksuba of 200 or was it a ksuba of 100? She, of course, she's the malva. In a malva loiva format setup, who's wearing the hat? She's the malva. She's the taiveya and he's the loiva. I mean, he didn't borrow money. You get it? But he's the one that's being mitzvah. So she's taiveya him 200 and he's being... I'll be cute. No, I'll be straight. Moed the mixas, that he only owes her 100. Classic moed the mixas, says the Rambam. No, right now she's getting divorced. They're fighting it 32 years ago. Was she already a prior almana then? And we don't. And, what? Mixas. 100 is mixas of 200. 100 is mixas of 200. Yeah, but he's moed the mixas. Now he has to swear.
He's never able to deny that.
I can't deny that. Yes, that's true.
Is it a question of like two different Matthias?
No, but the goof of fighting, which one was the Matthias? For sure they were married for the past 32 years. The question was prior to their wedding, was she already an almana? I know, but they're fighting about. It's a full kaipra call on the other 100. Oh, you Myrdik, 1 second. Everyone's right. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Rambam. Shvua deraisa. Frek deraivid. How is there a shvua deraisa? It's kfiras shibud karkois. What do you want a ksuba from? From karka. So the issue was about karka.
1 o'clock
with
them, what?
Okay, what do you want?
Rabbi, you got stuck.
Okay, 1 o'clock. Oh, you want this? No, no, yeah, sure. Hello, sorry, Rabbi. Yeah, come. Please take it. Come. I apologize.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I got you. Okay, no problem. You're a good man.
You.
Thanks, friend.
Yes. God bless.
One second. The Rambam says, okay, wait, I'm finding the clock. The Rambam says that by a shvua, by an issue of ksuba, it's classic ma'id b'miksas, frek derived. It shouldn't have a shvua midaraisa because it's kfir shibit karkois. What other question didn't the rabbi ask but he should have? What? Which drawer? Who cares if there's a drawer? Who cares if there's a... No, that's already the superstitious. If there's a way to prove if she was a basul or not, and if there's the umdenis and yotza b'inuma, all that is on the side. That's not the... all that is on the side.
He couldn't be
kaifer. He couldn't have been kaifer. We've been married for 32 years. It's aidosha and yochel lichbar. Why didn't the rabbi even ask that? That's a bomb kasha. That's the two kashas you can ask on the Rambam of Ksuba. What are the two kashas we're asking on the Rambam of Ksuba? Why does the Rambam say, is this Shavua Deraisa, 100, 200, is this Shavua Deraisa? First of all, it's Kfir Shivat Karkois, and the Tzveit, the kasha is that it's Haidosh and Yochel Lichbar. Could we also ask that it's Halach? Could we also ask that it's Halach? What? Because they were married for 32 years. Maybe he paid her already. He's not saying Paraiti. No, they have eight. They were married. That's the two kashas on that Rambam. There's another Rambam. In Hilchis Eidus Perek Chavez, Alacha Beis. A very complex case. The story goes like this. Two people were made in Beis Din in Torah, and there was a situation of a tray of tray. Right? Zvulun and Don were made an Eidus. Yeah, about anything. That Pliny was Mechal Shabbos, that Pliny borrowed money, that Pliny, whatever. Zvulun and Don were made something. And Naftali and Asher were made Pumfakert. They were makrish each other, tray of tray. Who's lying? Zvulun and Don or Naftali and Asher? Who's lying?
We don't know.
Oh, excellent. We don't know. And was it Hazama? No. So it was a tray of tray. The four of them walking out of Beis Din, who are kosher, who are not? Because if you say Eidus Sheker in Beis Din, you're a Rasha and you're Pasul Eidus. These four people holding hands here, Zvulun, Don, Naftali, Asher. Who's Pasul Eidus? Two of them. We don't know. Two of them we don't know. Now that story happened 3 months ago and it's fine. Now, comes now a person, totally new story. Reuven is Tavir from Shimon. Amal is Tavir from Eloida. He says, you owe me $300. $300? He says, yeah, you have a star. He says he has a star. Star is Makuyin. Star is Makuyin. One star is signed from... Who is the trade, Trey?
Zvulun and Don.
Zvulun and Don and Naftali and Asher. One star is signed by Zvulun and Naftali. The other sign is signed by Don and Asher. What's the din then? Both stars are apostle. Forget about it. That's not the issue. The issue is that the two stars, one is signed by Zvulun and Don, and one is signed by Naftali and Asher. One star says he owes him 200, one star says he owes him 100. Technically, if those stars would be signed by, pick other names, he would be able to mount 300. It's two different stars. It's not a steer, you owe me 200, you owe me 100. But now, there's a mamonashach that only one of the stars is kosher. Which one, I don't know. So how much is he able to mount? Basics?
100.
Only 100. How much is he able to mount? He came on more. Now, Betzel, he's being kaveh him 300. How much is he being moida that he owes? Well, actually, he himself is not being moida. He's insisting both stars are not true. He's a kofer akol. I think that's how the Rambam spells the case. Reuven hoitzi al Shimon shtei shtaris. Echad b'monav, echad b'masayin. The kofer Shimon b'shnei shtaris. Shimon is saying, no, I don't owe you anything. Let me see. The eide shtar zeh, kat achas moishan ashnayim, shekrishu zeh zeh. This Rambam is halacha beis. You have to realize in halacha aleph, which was not printed, it was the whole drawn-out story of what Zvulun done and the shenanigans of Naftali and Asher, all that. Now, the eide shtar sheni, kat asheni. Hari Shimon mishali mona sheyesh b'yad al shtar achas shoshan, yeah? And then Yerali. And then he has to swear on the other 200. Yerali says the Rambam, Sheshvu Azu, that he swears on the Shahr, is Nikita's Chayfet. It's a regular Doi Raisa, the Kamaidim and Mixas. And even though it's Eidus, she quotes Rav Chiya, Shloite Gnoi Lados, Pir Me Ados Eidim, says the Rambam, you swear, you pay 100, you swear the other 200. What's the Rive? It's three Kashis. What's the Rive? It's three Kashis. It's Shivut Karkois. It's also Halach. And it's also Haidosh, Eini Yochel Lichbar. So how do we go about to answer these cases? Why in the case of the tray of tray does the Rama make a shvua deraisa? Why in the case of Ksuba does the Rama make a shvua deraisa? And back by Slom Dinrin, the Rambam said, you saw it, if I dosh any yachal lichbar, and he ignored the Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger says an interesting pshat. Rabbi Kiveger says, what does the Rambam mean, Haidosh and Yachalif? How many Pshatim did we say until now, by the way? In Haidosh and Yachalif. The Yisrael of the Rambam, that Perik Dalet, Alech Dalet, Haidosh and Yachalichbar is not a Haidosh. We said, some say it's Halach or Quasi-Halach. Some say it's a, some say it's Shtar Nesayele. Some say it's a New Yisrael, Makar from a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kiveger says it's a different Pshat. Is Kaifer HaKol Chayiv Shvua? Why is Kaifer HaKol, I'm sorry, I'm not finishing the topic. Why is Kaifer HaKol not Chayiv Shvua? Chazok Eina Demez. But let's go with that guy. The Kaifer HaKol is Patek, because Chazok Eina Demez. Hagam Toysis Upshlugged on that Gimel Amin Aleph that it's not the Pshat, because it applies. Kaifer HaKol is Patek even by Ben. We already spoke out from the Maram Shif. Even by Ben, well, you don't have that reason, you Patek anyways. But Avad, it does remain true that Kaifer HaKol is Patek, because Chazok Eina Demez. Now, says Rabbi Kiveger, when a guy is moida, but the haidah is only on a haidah sheyachal lichbar, that he admitted only when he was mochach to, but anything he wasn't mochach to, he was totally meiz, that's a kaifer akal, and he has the p'tur of chazok eina de meiz. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam is saying, what was the case of the Rambam? A guy comes with a shtar of 50, and he says, you also owe me another 50. And the guy looks at the shtar and says, yeah, the shtar I'm moida to, but the other 50, forget about it. Zakar did, he's a chazok eina de meiz on the other 50. I mean, we already know, and have said this, that Kaifer HaKol is irrelevant, the number. The Ein of the Meis of Kaifer HaKol is if it's $22 or $177,000. And why the Mitzvah is not a Ha'aza, regardless if it's only 27 out of 32, or hundreds of thousands out of more hundreds of thousands. It's not a question about the amount, the question is it everything? Zok Rabbi Kiveger, Moir de Gezach, Erst Shlav. The Rambam's Yisoid of Haidah She'en Yach HaLichbar is because since you were only Moir to the Pati, you were able to be Kaifer, and you were Kaifer on everything else, you're a kaifer akol. You potter from shvua because it's chazok in the maze.
And how's the other side?
One second. Chazok in the maze. The erste zach, an eye opener. Pshat and Rabbi Kiveger. You know, we've asked if the Rambam is a new yisoid, and you don't blame one of the Gemara's three reasons on the Rambam. If the Rambam is a new yisoid, why didn't the Gemara say the Rambam's new yisoid? Why did the Gemara need those other reasons? So we've been procrastinating. No, not we've been saying maybe the Rambam means this reason, that reason. I want to say no, not. The Gemara's three reasons are three separate reasons. The Rambam's reason is the fourth reason. What's the Rambam's fourth reason? Rabbi Kiveger's Havana? Chazak in Edemeyes. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Dafka by Sloim Dinrin, you don't have Chazak in Edemeyes. Why? Because when a guy comes to you with a Sloim Dinrin star and he says five and you answer back two, you're not a Chazak in Edemeyes. You mamish feel good about yourself. You know because you have that and that the star is a Sayyid. So you don't have Chazak in Edemeyes. You Dafka don't have that reason. So why Taka you put there? Three other reasons. It's a scam. The yisoid of Haidosh and Yach Lichbar is because it gets Chazok in the maze. But that reason doesn't apply by Slum Dinrin, and by Slum Dinrin you need other reasons. The big pelon of the Kveger is that the Rambam is mashm, it's one hemshech. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Alech Dalet brings the yisoid of Haidosh and Yach Lichbar, and then smoothly continues, v'chein, by the case of Slum Dinrin, it's mashm, it's the same hemshech. What we're trying to sell now, the Kveger says it, is that no, that there's a shinoi. By Slum Dinrin you don't have Chazok in the maze. But Rabbi Kveger wants to say that maybe that also answers the other Rambams. First, let's talk about ksuba. Do they have the ksuba? Why don't they check if the ksuba? Why don't they check the ksuba? If it says 100 or 200?
There's no ksuba.
There's no ksuba. Why are they paying bichlal?
They don't have ksuba written.
We know they were married. He's having a crisis about that. We know they were married the past 32 years, but there's no ksuba, and they're fighting about just whether it was alman or psula. Okay, I get that. And now you want to, and the Rambam says there's a shvur deraisa. Could be you don't have the haidosh and yachal. If haidosh and yachal means halach, could be halach is only when there's actually the shtar. Whatever the hesber is that it's considered halach, it's only if there's actually a shtar. And who within the gabi einish bon al shibud karka, einish bon al shibud karka is only if there's actually a shtar. And since in the case of ksuba, since in the case of ksuba there's not actually a shtar, it's just Maisa Bezdin, which has a din of star, but it's not actually a star. It's not going to be considered Halach. It's not going to be considered Shibud Karka. What else am I left with? There's no star Mesayayale. And that's why the Rambam is able to talk a Paskin. The Rambam is able to Paskin that it's a... that it's a Shvur Deraisa. The Rambam is able to Paskin that it's a Shvur Deraisa. We have to work on the Rambam of Hilchas Eidus. Again, the case is why by a tray you tray. And one of the two stars, 100 and 200, only one of them is good. You pay 100, you have to swear on the other 200. Why is it not a problem of Shibud Karka, Halach, all those questions? We have to deal with that. So we're going to wrap that up tomorrow. But Be'ezer Hashem, Rabbi Sai. Hazman Katzar of Amalacha Meruba, the Oilam is steiging away. We are going to continue, and we're going to get to the top of Hamad Aleph. We can do it. We're going to get to the top of Hamad Aleph. Till the Tashma, we have to move along.